think about someone who always seems to command the room during meetings, presentations, even conversations? What gets their ideas heard and valued? It could be their smile, their eye contact, their fashion sense. But studies show our voices greatly impact our impressions. Our voices really matter as much as our words matter. They've got the power to awaken senses, lead others to act, to close deals, land a successful job interview. So what if yours is holding you back? Joining us in the studio now is David Pope, an executive voice coach, a public speaking coach. He's done extensive voiceover work as well as media production over the years. And his business, All Voice Talent, based in Hong Kong. But he's visiting Dubai for some events and some sessions as well. I feel quite self-conscious talking to you, David. I've never been so aware of my own voice. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine. Thank you, Helen. Thank you so much for getting me on the show.
Well, we've got a number of listener questions, which we're going to come to. One asking about accents and one about why we hate the sound of our own voice, which I'm keen to get your take on. But before we get to that, I'd love to know, is there a celebrity voice that you really admire? Someone that you think does an incredible job?
A celebrity voice? Well, certainly. I mean, when I'm running workshops and I ask people who do they think has a very memorable voice, it always seems to be David Attenborough and also Morgan Freeman. And then, of course, you know, I'm always saying, well, what about the women, you know? And a lot of the people that I'm working with, they will say maybe Emma Stone, Emily Blunt, and of course, Dame Judi Dench. Everybody loves her voice,
goosebumps.
Right? Yeah.
Is there anyone in the public eye that you'd love to get your hands on and perhaps help them a little bit with their voice?
Oh, goodness. Okay. Who would I like to get my hands on? Not really. No, nobody, because I feel that everybody has their own unique voice. You know, for me, it's all about authenticity. Mm-hmm. And in terms of changing the voice, I mean, there are people potentially have sort of grating.
I mean, no
voice.
Disrespect to David Beckham, but I mean, I couldn't listen to a podcast.
That's also a difficult one. Yes. Maybe David Beckham. Get my hands on him to bring him down a little bit in terms of his pitch.
So how did you come to do this, be an executive voice coach? Tell us a little bit about your own journey.
Okay, well, started off many years ago at the BBC, and I've basically been working in voice for around 30 years. So when I was in London, I was working in TV and documentaries, TV commercials, etc. When I came to Hong Kong, I was an audio producer and also a voice director. But it was really my work as a professional voice artist. So I was dubbing TV commercials. I was doing corporate videos, documentaries, for example. And this really helped me to use my voice to convey meaning, emotion, to hook the listener. Mm-hmm. And in a way, developing this skill allowed me to help develop the skill in other people. So I'm really passionate about helping people to become great speakers.
Can I ask then, in your experience, what are some of the key elements of a powerful and captivating speaking voice?
So in terms of the key elements, we're talking about gravitas, we're talking about authority. This, from my point of view, if we're talking about the science of the voice, this really relates to breathing. Mm. So this is the foundation of having a good voice. So effectively, if you are breathing through the diaphragm, you're giving yourself more. I see you're standing up.
I'm just trying to feel my ribcage.
Right, okay. So if you give your voice more power through breathing, little fun fact here, according to the American Lung Association, we only use 30 to 35% of our full lung capacity. So it follows that if we want to have a voice that is dynamic, engaging, authoritative, then we need to breathe. So this starts with diaphragmatic breathing. And then the other things that come into it are posture, projection, obviously through breathing, pitch, slightly changing the pitch, a deeper pitch, slightly for more authority.
In women as well as men?
Yes. I mean, I think it's true to say that we do associate the voice of leaders with people with slightly deeper pitches. Mm. But the key here is about authenticity as well.
Can I ask then, why might someone come to you? What are some of the issues or challenges that someone might be facing that goes, do you know what? I actually really do need to deal with this. What are some of the struggles?
So a lot of them are more generic in terms of getting on in work. So when I'm working with people, I will always ask them what it is that you most want to improve. And I'll get things like, I want to connect more to my audience. I want to sound like a leader. I want to convince clients. I want to inspire people. And I want to get promoted. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the generic things. But
how do you work with people then? Would you mind kind of demystifying what a session or working with you might look like?
Sure. So everything that I do is headphones and microphones. So what I do is I will record the voice, I play it back, and then I analyze it. And this gives me the data. It's a little bit like, I suppose, executive coaching. Everybody has their own particular issues. So I will get people calling me up and saying, you know, I want to sound like X or Y. And I'll go, well, I need to hear your voice first, because once I hear your voice, then I get the data, and then we can start working specifically on issues.
We've got David Pope in the studio today talking voices. If you feel like yours is holding you back, get in touch. We are going to go to the text line next, and I'm curious to get from David as well. If you haven't got access to a voice coach, what are some of the things you can do or try at home to really get some of that gravitas that he's talking about? You can, of course, reach out for us, and you can be anonymous if you prefer. 4001. You can use the ARN Play app, and you've got the WhatsApp too. I'm so conscious of how I'm talking right now. Please, please, please get in touch if you do need some help. We've had an anonymous message here saying, can he offer advice re-accents? My voice is really strong despite living here for 19 years, and I think it's a barrier in communication and reputation. And Charlotte wants to know, why does hearing our own voice give us the ick? Curious about the psychology on that. I know. Welcome to my world. David Pope is in the studio, executive voice coach, public speaking coach, voiceover artist, and he's got his agency business, All Voice Talent, in Hong Kong, but is in Dubai for some events and some client sessions. We're taking your questions on the text line, 4001. Charlotte wants to know, why does hearing our own voice give us the ick? Curious about the psychology on this one. Why do people hate the sound of their voice in a video or recording? It seems to be really common. I'm no different. I can't stand it. What's your take, David?
Great question. Well, the voice that we hear when we're speaking is not the voice that other people hear. That's pretty much it. So voice is a sound wave. So when somebody speaks, the sound comes through the air into our ears. But when we speak, we not only hear the sound that comes into our ears, but we actually feel the vibration that comes up through our chest area, up into our head, what we call our resonance chamber. That is why we get a little bit of a shock, because we think that our voice is deeper and more resonant than it actually is. So when we hear ourselves on recording, yes, it slightly freaks us out. Oh, my voice doesn't sound like that. Yeah, a little bit of treble. It's tinnier.
Interesting. Thank you for that. No Name asking, can he offer advice regarding accents? Mine is really strong despite living here for 19 years, and I genuinely think it's a barrier in communication and reputation. Now, I did broadcasting at university. Mm. I'm from the northeast of England, and I've never had a very strong Geordie accent. It does come out in certain scenarios and in group settings. And we were coached at that time about, it was basically elocution. They said it was about projection.
Right.
But in retrospect, it was about softening regional accents. Now in the UK, they love a regional accent. But, you know, going back 20 years or so, it was about having that kind of Queen's English.
Yeah,
so I wondered if you do any work with accents.
It's a difficult question, because from my point of view, I feel that if we have an accent, it is uniquely us. And I think it's what you're saying about in the UK. Certainly, I mean, I've not lived there for quite a long time, but I notice when I go back home that much more regional. For me, it's more about the articulation issue. I think that's the key thing. I will get people in Asia. I do a lot of work in China. I'm around in Singapore, obviously Hong Kong. And people say things like, I want you to make me sound like Benedict Cumberbatch. It's not going to happen.
But crucially, the most important thing is that you're able to get your point across. Because as soon as someone doesn't understand you and you start getting this back and forth,
right,
your confidence gets knocked.
There we go.
And you're shaken.
Yes.
So is it then about not rejecting that accent, but working on enunciation and projection?
Totally. So it's all about enunciation and pronunciation, especially if within the business context and you're having to present to people. And so much, you know, over COVID, we were having to do everything on Zoom, all online. So it's about really about how we're moving our mouth, because what happens when we get nervous, we speed up and the pitch of our voice goes up as well. Mm-hmm. So for me, the work is not so much about reducing an accent. It's about getting through some of these, the science of the voice issues, to enable clarity to get the message across.
Can I ask then, are there any specific exercises or techniques that you might use with your clients to enhance their vocal skills, or things that we can be trying ourselves, people listening today who might not have access to you?
Sure. I mean, certainly if we are getting ready to go up onto a stage, if we're doing a big presentation, if it's high stakes, then the most important thing is to calm the nerves. So this is all around breathing, as I mentioned earlier. There's a wonderful thing called the winner's pose. And the winner's pose is, if you think about, when you see pictures of people crossing the finishing line, they usually have their hands up in a V, their chest out, head back, and they're smiling. So what I will do when I'm working with people just before they're about to get up onto the stage, get into the go onto a podium, or even just sit down if they're maybe in a panel chair, I will get them on their own in the corner just to stand and really make space with the body. Because once you do that, then you start feeling more confident. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a whole range of breathing exercises, vocal warm-ups. I mean, we could talk about this.
Can we do a little vocal warm-up now?
We could do a little vocal warm-up.
It's a bit late for me. This show started half an hour ago. But for anyone that is wanting to, you know, get out of their own head and connect with their body a little bit more, and as you say, get warmed up before something important, what
right.
can we do?
So what I would suggest, one of the little things that has a lot of people laughing when I'm doing these workshops, is if you get your fingers and you put them into the little squishy bit, which is just underneath your breastplate in the middle, mm-hmm. okay? And then what I want you to do is, when you breathe, I want you to imagine that your stomach is coming out like a balloon, okay? So when you're breathing, the stomach is coming out. Now, normally when we breathe, shallow breathing, we breathe in through the chest area and everything rises above here, right? But if we are focusing on the stomach goes out, and then the fun part is, and nobody can see me, but I'm doing that. I've got my fingers in the squishy bit in the middle.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Right? And we breathe in, so the stomach comes out, and then we go, So what I'm doing is I'm snapping my diaphragm in, okay? What that's doing is it's activating the energy, it's filling my lungs full of air, and it's also exercising my larynx and the vocal folds. So it's kind of a win-win-win.
How do you feel about tongue twisters and waking up the mouth? That was a big thing at university. You know, a proper cup of coffee is a proper coffee pot. And all
tongue twisters are fantastic. Another quick one that I can get you to do. So if you say a tongue twister, I don't know, red leather, yellow leather, right? And you say it a few times and you may be tripping up. Then what you do is you get your tongue and you move it around the inside of your mouth. So you're rotating it around mm-hmm. clockwise and then anti-clockwise. So it's going round, and you do it 8 times one way, 8 times the other way, 4, 4, 2, 2. Now what you're doing is you are releasing the root of the tongue, because the root of the tongue is attached to what they call the hyoid bone. And so most people who mumble, what they're doing is, because they're not really using their mouth a lot, so the area down here at the hyoid bone, by releasing that, actually, we can really get that clarity in the message. So I can guarantee if you do 8, 8, 4, 4, 2, 2, when you get to the fours, it's going to really hurt, but no pain, no gain.
How interesting. I mean, I think we do forget that, you know, tongue is a muscle. And
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
How interesting.
It works, yeah.
So tell us then, what brings you to Dubai and what are your plans for the next few, I don't know, how long are you here for?
So I'm here for a week, and I've been coming and going regularly actually for the last year. So I am running a session on Wednesday with the Elevate, which is the Dubai Women's Association. So they're a great organization, and they are going to be having me to speak and run a session, a 1 hour session with them. And it's a networking event as well. So if anybody is an early riser and is interested, then you can find all the information on the elevatenetwork.com.
So interested in terms of the results you see with people.
Oh, absolutely.
It must be life changing for a lot of people.
Oh, totally. So that's one thing. So this is a workshop. workshop, but I'm actually also going to be doing a lot of one-on-ones here. So I work quite intensely with people. Mm. So I'll be working with a lot of the law firms here in Hong Kong. So I've got some work lined up. Yeah.
How interesting. And in terms of your own voiceover work, are you still doing any? Could you do a good film trailer for us now?
Oh, goodness.
No, I'm joking.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time, yeah.
And if anyone, I mean, for voiceover work, it is actually, you know, quite feasible. There's quite a lot of work around, especially in Dubai, where we are looking for different accents and different, I guess, connections and communities. Mm. What do you tend to advise if someone does want to make, you know, their voice their work? Is there worth having a portfolio, a reel, things like that?
Absolutely. I would say certainly get a demo sorted. But the thing is, as well, I meet a lot of people and they'll say to me, oh, people have said I've got a really good voice. And what happens is I get them into the studio and I get them to start doing some reads and they completely dry up. Mm. What you need to be able to do is you've got to use your voice to sell the product. So it's not just about reading a script.
It's acting.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you get one chance because you can't see the face. It's just the voice.
One of the most mortifying experiences I had as a voiceover artist was being told I needed to laugh. And being told to laugh on command was torture. They end up having to play someone laughing in my headphones, which then triggered me in a kind of contagious way to actually laugh. But I could not listen to that advert ever. David, if anyone wants to contact you, you've had a number of people asking for your details. What's the best way of reaching out? And do you have any availability for this coming week?
So not this week. I'm afraid I'm fully booked. But if people want to get in touch with me, then they can go onto my website, which is allvoicetalent.com. And that's all one word, all voice talent. And you'll find out about the one-on-one, the workshops, the webinars. And also, if you're interested in actually just learning on your own, I've developed a whole suite of online video courses where there are workbooks, there are assignments, so you can study on your own.
Fantastic. Well, I might take you up on that and have a little nosy myself. If you want those details and miss them now, just send me the word voice. I'd be very happy to send you the details. And as David said, Elevate this Wednesday morning. You can contact them on their socials to see if you can come along early bird and improve that voice. Thank you so much, David.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for getting me on.